At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions. Before we get into it, I'm going on tour. Big announcement, I'm going on tour. Holy cow. The Are You For Real comedy tours. A thing. It's happening. I'm very pumped. Tickets go on sale Friday. The pre-sale is up later this morning if you signed up for the pre-sale code. But on sale Friday at treykennedy.com/tour. Can't wait to see so many of y'all, meet so many of y'all. Worked on this show for a long, long time. It's going to be great. So, yeah. Get your tickets. Coming out Friday. Stay on the lookout. Pre-sale here shortly. This morning. Wednesday, January 29th. And this is episode 20, baby. Glad to be back. But for real, the show. Really proud of the show. I think it's been a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. Been working on this show. Literally writing and like perfecting the show over like a year. In many ways. Yeah, I've been making videos online for 7 years now. I'm an old man. Not really. But it's a long time coming. So, yeah, the Are You For Real tour is coming to you, baby. And I'm really, really excited. Thank you guys so much. Can't wait to see you there. Really appreciate y'all. So, welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 20. And this is a great episode with Jake. We're going to talk about all sorts of crazy stuff. He first watches Bachelor. We're talking about why we don't eat bear meat. I don't know. Just listen to it. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music!
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
You watched your first full Bachelor episode.
Yeah, you know, everyone always talks about it. I knew what the show was about, but I'd never given it a chance. And I did this Monday. I gave it a two-hour long chance.
So you
watch
there.
It, right?
Yes, I am. Have been a faithful watcher since Sean Lowe season. Shout out to Sean and Catherine.
Nice.
And that was a good season to start on, right? Because they're truly in love. And
yeah, it's like the three or four
them,
out of like.
Yeah, if you don't know them, we looked this up the other day. There's been, I think, 20 seasons of The Bachelor and like
10 or 15 of Bachelorette.
Yeah. And I think, and then there's Bachelor in Paradise, which is a whole other ballgame. Like 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons of that. Okay. But out of all of these things, 30, 40, 50 plus chances, I think it was something like 6 or 7 are still together.
Beautiful. Good for
them.
So
it works.
But Sean Lowe is one of the success stories.
Married, kids, the whole thing.
Yeah. So it's a wild show. And I'm sure nothing I'm going to say is that different than everyone else's same opinions about The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. But first thoughts were, wow, he kisses a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was truly not expecting the amount of kissing.
Peter the pilot. He's flying into your tonsils.
Hang. Yeah. He can find a landing strip anywhere with those lips. he can touch down on you anytime, any place.
I don't even know how to describe him.
Because I knew
amazing.
He was like dating 20 girls at once, and like that's obviously weird. But the amount of on-camera kissing, or just like kissing in front of the other girls.
Totally.
Like, he like after the pillow fight, he's like, oh, you did so good, come here. And then he just kissed it in front of him. It's like that's so weird.
Yeah, it's like, I won't even kiss my fiance in front of my mom. It's like, what, easy, man. I don't think this was last episode. Maybe it was. They did like a runway competition.
Okay, so it was confession. Might have seen a little bit of last episode too.
Okay, I just saw the last full one.
Yeah, I saw the last 15 minutes.
All right.
So I saw the end of the runway.
Okay,
and that also was wild.
It was actually heartbreaking because this one girl was like, you could tell, because the girls who like kind of start, you know, leading the way are very aggressive, right?
Yeah.
They're like, let me steal them. Let me steal them away from you. And they just, but there was this girl, she was sweet. She's like getting emotional. She's like, it's just not like me. Like, I just don't love to like put myself out there like this. She's like getting emotional. And then she has this moment of courage. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know what? And what she ends up doing is she, instead of wearing like a normal outfit down the runway, she wears lingerie.
Yeah.
And then mid runway walk, like grabs Peter and just
just swallows his face in front of everyone.
Looked like a Demogorgon in Stranger Things, just sucked him up, basically.
And then she afterward, and Peter was like, nice. And yeah. And after, she was like, she was like elated. She's like, I think that's the first time he really noticed me. And I'm like, so proud of myself. It's like,
yeah,
this is a bad thing to teach so many people. Hey, yes. You know what? I'm a very pretty woman who's not just kind of, well, a little more humble. And you know what? I need to change that. I'm going to get darn near naked and just kiss the first guy I see.
I think that got his attention. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. From the perspective of a heterosexual man, yeah, I'd say that would
good
do it.
Good job.
Yeah, success. And then I think that was the same girl when they're having their little couch time 2 episodes ago. This is when he really gets crazy, kissing them all, just one by one, just like a revolving door of kissing. And he's talking to her, and she was like, you know, I get so nervous about these things, I didn't know. And he's like, grabs her by the hand, your walk was so good.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, thank you. Like being encouraged about one of the most fundamental things of being a human being. Oh, you walked so good.
You straighter than all the others.
Yeah, I was watching you walk, and just when you kissed me, I really remember that. That was my favorite part. Yeah. I really like that part.
Dude, I saw one clip where this one girl she's a little more like tomboyish. She's like a karate girl. I don't really know the whole thing, but she's like, I don't know. I just want you to see like this other side of me. I don't want you to think of me as just like a bro. And he goes, let me just say, I don't do this to a bro. And then he leans in.
I did not see that.
Did she enjoy that? I don't know. I don't think you're one of my bros.
Thank you. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you notice last episode? He told like 5 different girls, maybe even more. There's just something about you. Something about you that I don't see in any other girls. It's just like his line for every single girl. Something about you. I'm going to keep you around.
He's doing a remarkable job playing the field.
Yeah.
But of a guy who's watched a lot of Bachelors, he's kind of like, he's fearless. And like, I feel like some you watch, Bachelor and Bachelorettes, and you can immediately tell they like these one or two people, and they're just dealing with the others.
He's going to have to fake it with the others.
He, like a full-on crazy girl, I forget which episode again. I think this was the last one. The girl, the pageant girl who was like,
Alea?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on Alea.
She was like, I just want you to see, like, you've seen, like, my sweet side. You've seen, like, my passionate side. You've seen, like, my really cute side. But I just wanted you to see, like, my fighting side. And from his face, initially I was like, dude, this guy, we're on the same page. This guy's like, this girl's insane. But then he goes, I think it says literally, I'm just feeling this weird, there's just some thing between us. I don't know. I'm just really curious about it. I want to explore it. Come here.
Yeah. Like basically this girl calls Alea out for like being fake and everything. So Peter does his due diligence. So he starts asking other girls, is this true? Every single girl he talks to is like, yeah, yeah, she's definitely fake. Then he comes back to her. He's like, I just don't believe him.
Yeah.
I believe in you. There's something about
you. Something about you.
And I'm like, is this show real? Like, or yeah. The producer's like, hey, we'll give you an extra like 20 grand. You keep this crazy girl around for a little bit longer.
There's gotta be, cause he did send her home, right?
Yeah, but then in like the next time on, you see her again. She's back. Yeah. So
she's
like, why did we even send her home?
I want you to see my crazy side now.
Yeah. I want you to see my side at 3 a.m. standing over your bed. That's a side I have.
Or one of my favorite, this is a classic, I don't know if it's happened this year, but it's a classic maneuver in this franchise where one of the people the person's kind of interested in reveal they have a boyfriend or girlfriend back home.
Nice. Smart of them to go on the show with that.
Right. But my thing is, if I was there, I'm like, yeah, I'm dating you and this other girl. You're dating 30.
True.
So I feel
double
like
standard.
Yeah. Is that okay? That's not cool.
I was only dating one guy back home.
Yeah.
I've seen you date 16 of us. That's a good point.
It's a wild ride, but I keep watching it. It's amazing. I guess there's some people who watch it genuinely like, I want them to fall in love, but I got to imagine 90% are just like, I want to watch this train wreck. This is awesome.
For the entertainment value.
Yeah.
Because I do think that those like story producers and everything, like they do an amazing job. They edit it.
And they train up the Bachelor well. Peter's like, if you guys here for any reason other than just true love, I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay, Peter, you and everyone else knows that's not why they're here at all.
I feel like they do a phenomenal job of casting. Like you have to get the perfect people who are like gullible enough. Oh, like for instance, this episode, they have the whole showdown of like, I don't even know. I wasn't even watching for these episodes, but someone stole someone's champagne and then have this whole argument. I am not a champagne stealer. You are too a champagne stealer. Yeah. Like so the casting does a great job of getting the type of women who could get into an argument like that.
Well, did you see yeah, they just, did you see the, like, the premiere of the next episode is the, he goes on a date with this one girl and they kind of cheat it to where, because they do this thing, these extravagant dates, like, we're going to go off a waterfall and then Prince is going to serenade us. So they go on this date.
That would be really amazing, yeah. Considering where he's at.
A hologram. Chase Rice is a country star.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
So clearly, you know, they know good and well. Like, apparently this girl used to date this famous country singer. And they're like, hey, we have a special date set up where he's here. And you could tell he didn't know either. So they're both like shocked as he's like strumming his guitar and she walks in. It's amazing. And I've had people, like you said, the casting. I think a lot of people are under the impression these people are just a bunch of lunatics, which isn't true.
Yeah, I think they're just capable of having a little...
Yeah, I've crossed paths with several. Like, obviously, I think their strategy is they have the main person. They maybe have 5 to 10, like, legit prospects, and then, like, 20 crazy people.
I feel like it's kind of like how American Idol used to be back in the day. Like, it's all mainly about the entertainment value, and we will find the right one eventually, yeah. But
I've crossed paths with these people, and, like, they're very... A few of them, like, they're very cool and normal. Like, yeah. I fully believe Peter... We'd probably love to kill you with him. He's very normal, like, cool dude. I'm sure 5 to 7 of the girls there are, like, awesome. And then, yeah, the others are going crazy. You stole my champagne here. Story. The girl accidentally stole the girl's champagne she brought.
Okay.
For those who didn't watch. And then said champagne stealer, you could tell, I'm sure the producer did something like, hey, you should get that bottle.
Aren't you thirsty?
Yeah.
Don't you want some alcohol?
And crazy girl's like, you're a champagne stealer. You suck. You're horrible. And then the girl accused was like, you're bullying me. And the girl had some weird thing. She's like, don't ever call me a bully. And she cried. And then later they had a conversation where their girl was like, you were saying unkind words to me. And the girl's like, okay, but saying unkind words is not bullying.
Yeah, I saw that.
She literally said that sentence.
That is very different than bullying. Bullying is a very harsh word to throw around. Yeah, I called you a mother bleep and bleep, bleep, bleep to your face, but that's it.
I'm not a bully.
And that's when it stopped. Yeah, that was wild. The last 15 minutes of the previous episode that I also saw is when she was like, so she gets back to the couch. She's like, so apparently I'm being called a bully. And this other girl was like, well, have you considered just, like, going and talking to her, like, face-to-face? She's like, I can't do that. No, I can't
talk
to her. Are
you crazy?
That would never work.
Who solves problems like that?
No way that would work.
She would bully me again.
Yeah, I would just... We'd end up bullying each other, just not be healthy.
Yeah.
I tell you who I have respect for, like, actually. I don't know her name. I just call her Rihanna. You know who I'm talking about? The kind of, like, mixed-looking girl, really pretty, who looks like Rihanna.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
She was the one...
I get what you were... Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty...
She's a great singing voice. No.
Probably.
She looks like Rihanna.
She had an umbrella, like, I think, when she came out of the limo. No. She, she just, like, told that girl, like, out of nowhere, unprompted, just stands up. First of all, alpha move to just stand up when someone's sitting. Looks down at her. Hey, I think you're fake. I think nothing you do is real. You've spent 8 years being a pageant girl and you know how to act and talk around cameras and other people. And I think Peter's not seeing a real version of you. I was like, oh man, that's awesome.
Every season, there's a black girl who just calls out a white girl. That's what black people do. They're just like, yo, you're fake in front of everyone.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it just crushes the fake white girl. It is a great repeated occurrence on The Bachelor. I love it.
She could do that every episode and I would come back
amazing.
To watch Rihanna just tell her how it is.
It's like Peter, he's like, I'm not interested in romantically anymore, but I want you to stay around just to kind of be my, help me out here. She's fake.
Yeah.
She's a beep. She's tripping.
Kind of be like my malware of like life. Of just like, get all this spam out. Like, let me know. Hey, that's unhealthy for you. Stop eating, you know, cooked broccoli. It's actually not that good. Okay. Thank you, Rihanna.
Yeah.
She just helps you in all aspects of life.
We'll see how far Rihanna goes. I know there's a clear few front runners. On this podcast, I said Hannah Ann before it started, and she's definitely doing well, yeah.
She's the champagne stealer.
Uh-oh. Jury's out on, I guess, her character, but...
Oh, also, okay, last thing maybe we'll talk about.
Yeah, we can
move on
to
the Bachelor. What was the point? And maybe they do this every episode, but the pillow fighting, like, that added nothing
very
to the
weird.
Show.
Yeah.
It's just like, we want this to be 2 hours, so what can we do?
Yeah.
And then the girl's
pillow
like,
fight.
All right, we're going to... choose this based on amount of effort. So you two.
Right. And then they pick the two girls who hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Just a terrible idea.
We're going to pick two. Reminds me of The Office when they need to lose weight in the office. And Dwight's like, we're going to randomly choose three people. And he picks the three fattest people.
Phyllis, Stanley.
Random two on one date. Random, completely drawn from a hat. The two girls who hate each other.
So good. It's probably pretty fun to work for that show because you get to do something like that.
Oh, gosh. You ever have anyone tell you should go on it?
Not really.
Really?
I made like a parody video one time, probably a couple months ago, where I made it look like I was auditioning for The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah,
and then it was like
funny.
A whole sketch where my dad walks in and then he ends up trying to get me on The Bachelor. And some people didn't totally see that it was a joke. They're like, so you're sending this in,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. You said a producer hit you up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And ghosted you, though, right?
Yeah, that was weird, too. Like, a producer commented on my video. He's, like, verified account. His bio says, like, producer of ABC's The Bachelor. He comments, DM me. Don't even know how he found it.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, man, glad you liked the video. And then just no response. Why did he do that?
Yeah. Wow.
So
the whole
show just
plays with your heart.
That's how they do it. It's a long play.
How's this guy going to handle this? But probably what they're looking for is like six repeated texts. Hey, where'd you go?
Hey,
man. Hey, I'll find you.
I just want you to see the side of me.
This guy's perfect.
Yeah. This is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, people don't really suggest that do it. I'm sure you do, right? You've probably been
hit up
about
it. I mean, obviously, I'm engaged now, which is amazing, and I don't have to deal with that anymore. But yeah, when very single Trey, you should do the show, man. Honestly, I think like you could be the next Bachelor,
like for real.
And
for
be
real.
Like, is this an insult? Is it a compliment? I don't. Why would I want to do this?
Tell me specifically why.
Dude,
you think
no,
I would
no,
be so
no,
good.
No. I could see you playing with like 30 girls at once. This is insulting, dude. I don't want to do that. That actually, I watching last night. And when I used to watch, it was great. I had no relationship with women. I didn't. But being in a relationship now and like seeing him, because every man, you have to deal with women's emotions. Women have to deal with men's emotions, all these things.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was literally getting stressed watching Peter trying to deal with like six girls crying at once.
Yeah.
That, like one at once, dude, is scary. Six at once. I would just be like, I can't. I need another guy. Can we do a partner bachelor? It was stressful.
That would be funny. Yeah, it just like get like, I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done that yet. Like, shocking.
They did do a bachelorette. There was like two girls from the previous season that were fan favorites. They said, you know what? We're not going to pick. We're going to have them both. And the night one, there were both girls and the group of 30 guys voted on who they wanted.
Oh, so one girl was the bachelorette for like one episode and that was
it. Yeah.
Dang, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I think they need to bring another bachelor in like, 2/3 of the way into the season, really spice things up. And this guy's like Pete 2.0. Like he's a pilot, but like for the Navy. That's like slightly better in every way.
They've hidden his twin brother the whole time.
Exactly. Welcome. Something like that.
Patrick.
Yeah. Patrick's a pilot.
Patrick the sailor. I don't know. Okay. No more Bachelor, dude.
We're done with The Bachelor. For those of you who don't care
just keep talking for an hour. Yeah. Start a Bachelor podcast.
We're The Bachelor Boys.
Dude, you know what? Total pivot, random. Did you ever see Master of Disguise as a kid?
Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
That came up. Hopefully all y'all out there have seen that. I grew up on that movie, man.
Dude, me too, actually. I think this is a rare moment for us, like connecting on a childhood thing.
Good old boy, you know, this is PG, it's okay.
Yeah.
But it was a genuinely funny, like, awesome PG comedy.
It had Dana Carvey, who like everyone's parents probably loved watching on SNL.
True.
So like, oh yeah, you can watch him.
All the different characters. I watched a few clips this morning, just reliving it.
Why?
I just thought of it, and I asked my couple roommates, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we watched it a ton." I feel like so many people in their 20s know about Master of Disguise, and I, watched the clips. I don't know if you remember, like, obviously the turtle guy.
Not turtly enough for the turtle clip.
Yeah, the Scarface guy.
I was gonna say that's the one. That was
probably
like
the best one.
Like the first,
you
like
the little wiener and some tiny nuts.
That's what I was gonna say. Like the first like raunchy joke I heard. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. He said wiener.
He said wiener.
A little wiener and some tiny nuts.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You don't got it. That's so good.
You joking or not joking? I can't tell.
Me and my sister used to love that.
Oh,
I haven't thought about that movie in 15 years, probably. This
I definitely want to watch it again. You're joking or not joking?
Get this stuck in my esophagus. Not a chance. What else you got?
Movie quotes could just like come back. It's like guys have this part of their brain where it's like nothing else goes in there except for movie quotes.
I remember
and you
that there's deleted scenes of that one where he's like, "You got any ice cream? No, you don't got Neapolitan ice cream? Got the chocolate, the vanilla, the strawberry? You don't got it." One of the greatest things ever invented. And you don't got it. Oh, yeah.
That's funny, dude.
Reminds me of like Rick Ross. Huh. Start to start going, oh yeah.
Just start barking.
Oh yeah.
Got ice cream. Hey. I guess that's more like DMX.
He said, who's got any sweet potatoes? Don't you tell me you don't have any sweet potatoes. You know he's just making stuff up as he goes.
Yeah, they're just like, just go for like 20 minutes. We'll roll. I'll just take the best like 30 seconds.
You got the tomato soup with a little croutons floating. Anyway. Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's a great movie. That go watch Master Skies if you haven't.
We should hit up Dana Carvey. I wonder what he's up to. I
wonder what he is up to.
It's probably free.
Who knows? Maybe he could come. Yeah, come do a set on the tour.
Yeah.
Dana, you mind?
Hey, do you live in either one
Who
of these
you?
21 yeah. cities? Because we'll be there.
Oh, also, when I watched The Bachelor, we're not talking about The Bachelor, but when I watched The Bachelor, there's commercials, and I saw this commercial for a colon, like a test your colon mailing service.
Oh, no. This is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Like, even testing your DNA seemed like kind of just strange. Like, oh, it's that easy to do on our own? And then, like...
The Cologuard.
Cologuard.
I believe, yeah. Yeah, so, it you know, it shows this cute thing. Like, it's easy. Just get a kit delivered to your door and give a sample and ship it off. You know, just take a dump in a box and put it in the U.S. Postal System.
Is that what it is?
Yes! Now we're shipping poop everywhere.
Shipping
poop? I talk about poop every podcast. I don't know how it goes. I didn't even mean or realize this until I just said poop. But... Yeah, we're shipping around and delivering too many things.
I feel like once poop gets introduced to the U.S. Postal Service, mailmen need a raise.
Yeah.
If that's what they're having true. To deal with.
Oh, another colo guard. Just pick that up like, ooh. Sick. Dude, I'm sick of this.
The mailman's like, I'm not going down Metcalf again. There's six of them using Colo Guard. I'm sick of it. It's disgusting.
Dude, I... and, you know, this would be a great old prank where you poop in a bag and light it on fire. Now it's just... We just do that to check our colon.
Just check your colon.
I'm going to poop in this box, dude. Listen, I'm going to poop in this box and just put a stamp on it and send it.
I wonder if... I mean, there's honestly a lot of things going through my mind. One... It's crazy to me that they can check your colon from your poop. Because a colonoscopy... Yeah.
They probably can't that well.
Much different.
Yeah.
That is, yeah, going in you and nothing out of you.
Right.
So that's probably good that that's not what a Cologuard
is. Is this in place of a colonoscopy?
I don't know.
Because that pooping in a box is much better than I would think. Ugh. But yeah, we're shipping out. We're delivering too many things.
Still, even just the act of pooping in a box has got to be pretty like strange. Like I had to pee in a cup recently. I was at the hospital, and that was like kind of weird and hard. And just like, yeah, I got to be accurate. Also, as I'm peeing, not to be too gross, but just like you feel how warm your pee is in your hand. Like, yeah, this is kind of gross.
I don't want to be near this. Yeah,
and to have to poop in a box and then like box it up and then just put it in the mail. Yeah,
that doesn't seem like a thing we need to like streamline. Like if I need to like, I'll drive a few miles to go give you a sample. I don't need to
the poop drop box center. There's like yeah, one box
drop that off.
Where we all poop. That I'm down for.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh. Cologuard. I mean, maybe it's helpful. I mean, like thinking of other tests you can do at home, like being able to test your blood sugar for diabetics. That's extremely helpful.
It is.
The 23andMe. Probably sketchy.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And now we're just going too far.
23andMe.
Poop boxing.
That I think I joked about how 23andMe, it's called that because you send in your saliva so they can clone you 23 times. Like, we're just all going to learn, like, some guy's collecting all of our urine and saliva and poop to, like, take over the world or something.
This is how we get a more improved version of Pilot Pete.
Yeah.
For The Bachelor.
Give us... Poop in a box, Peter.
I guess cats do it. As far as poop boxing wow. goes.
Yeah.
They do it just fine.
Isn't that weird? How do they just know to do it.
How do they know?
It's so tough to get a dog to do it. Some animals won't. I mean, it's tough to get a human to do that.
Oh, I just remembered.
Jeez, it's got to be so annoying, dude. Any young parent, it's got to be so annoying. It's like, little man, how hard is it to learn to just poop in the toilet? It takes them like 2 or 3 years. Do you feel like a... I'm so clueless on timelines of kids. Like, I have one or two friends with a kid. I'm like, Is he walking? Is he talking?
Or just when they say the months too. Yeah. He's 26 months. How old is that?
Yeah,
I have no idea. So what's he doing now? Is he in preschool? What's going on?
I know. They're 18 and a half weeks. Oh, okay. Carry the... Yeah, I don't...
How many weeks?
He might be 3 years old. I don't know.
Just tell me what he's up to. Walking, talking, pooping, crawling.
Yeah, is he still
diaper?
Is he still breastfeeding? Dude, he's three.
Yeah, but even that, that's a blurry line. He could be six and still breastfeeding these days.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Back to poop boxing real quick. I just remembered this story when we're talking about pooping in a box. Quick prank story from college. One time this guy was secretly keeping this cat that he found in his dorm room. You know, you're definitely not supposed to have pets in the dorm. Mm-hmm. And he got him. He made him this whole litter box that he got from the sand volleyball court. And it was kind of this funny thing that only a few of us knew that, like, oh, Remington and Casey's room, it's got the cat. Mm-hmm. One day.
Cute cat?
Decent for like a parking lot cat. Yeah. It was fine. Anyway, one day,
parking lot cat.
Yeah, like we just found it. Our friend Remington leaves the room, and it happened so fast. I don't know why.
Remington's the cat or a person's name?
Remington is a white guy's name, believe it or not.
Okay, got it.
Remington. Yeah, that's a good point of clarification.
Yeah.
Remington leaves the room, and then one thing leads to another, and it's just like, Chris, you should poop in the litter box. And he's like, yeah, I should. He comes back in 5 minutes, and he is just beautifully laid out his poop in this litter box. And so Remington comes back in the room, and we all act like we didn't see it or anything. Mm. And he's like, do you guys smell that? Goes and checks the little box. He's like, oh my gosh, dude. Look at what, whatever, Freckles did. And we're like, oh my gosh, dude, your cat has huge turds. And then he's just like, I know. He's like, I've been telling you guys, there's something off with
this cat.
There's
something wrong with it. Yeah. Chris has been doing this every morning.
Yeah. That's what we were thinking. Like, maybe this has happened before. Because he is not questioning at all.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Chris is like, turns red. And he's like, oh no. Now they know. I do this all the time.
I have this weird litter box fetish that I do. But yeah, he like didn't even question it. It was just like, I'm telling you guys, like there's four college guys in the room. He doesn't think one of us maybe mess with them.
Yeah.
He's just so like, dude, I got to get rid of this cat. If it's pooping like this, like. Yeah,
it's probably the size. It's like.
It was like.
You think of like a 180 pound guy poop. Like it's very different than a 15 pound cat.
Yeah. This dude just. Did
a bear walk in here?
Why? How did this get? And did this just happen? Did you guys see this?
Oh, this is going all over the place, but. I spent a pretty good amount of time the other night researching what bear meat tastes like.
Okay.
I'm on a quest to read a book a week this year.
Whoa.
Not to brag.
Dude, that's going to be great to come tour time because we're going to spend so much time in the car.
Killing it.
It'll be no problem then.
I can read in a moving vehicle, no problem.
Good.
Very fortunate. But anyways, I read back-to-back books about bear meat. Not specifically about, but I read this memoir of this girl who grew up in the wilderness.
Okay.
And she talked about like they with this crazy weird family and they grew up in teepees and stuff, but they ate bear. And I was like, that's crazy.
Okay.
And I'm reading this awesome book on the Comanche Indian tribes.
Okay.
Empire of the Summer Moon.
Oh, of course.
But being from Oklahoma, a lot of the Native American Mecca in some instances. And so being around that, and it's interesting just account of Native Americans and stuff I didn't know, like as recent as like 130 years ago, like the coasts, or especially like the 13 original, the East Coast is like very developed, industrialized, but they were still trying to like, you know, assimilate the Native Americans in the plains, you know, Oklahoma, West Texas, Kansas, that kind of, and yeah, as recent as like 130 years ago, it was still like the Wild West, like savagery in the plains.
Like,
which kind of
blows
my mind.
With wolves, like shooting things from a horse.
Totally.
Wow.
Like they're still trying to drive out these Comanche Indians who are like just masters of like riding on horseback and like slinging arrows accurately. And like, you know, they didn't have that advanced of weaponry. They didn't know how to like handle these guys.
But if they're eating bear meat, you know what that means? They're killing bears.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing.
Crazy stuff. And buffalo is a big thing. But anyway, that book's crazy. I could talk about it for a long time. But I was just like, because I'm a big food guy. I love exotic foods. Every time I'm at a place and they're like, we have, you know, I've had frog legs. Have you?
Yeah, I've had frog.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something like weird. I've
had
like
that actually
exotic,
not that crazy.
You know, the, Eastern
I haven't
Asian
had anything that crazy.
Octopus eyes.
But it's just interesting. And bear meat, we can't domesticate bears, obviously. And then because they eat meat, they often...
We'll see about that.
Because they eat meat, they often taste like the last thing they ate,
oh.
Which kind of makes it weird. And then because they eat meat too, they have some parasite in there that humans could get.
Okay.
So you have to like cook it really well done if you do, but I've read some stories of people who've had it like, you know, up in the bush because they've killed one and made a stew out of it. But I guess it's just a little bit tougher red meat. It's pretty good.
I'm starting
to think.
It's
just so interesting.
If a bear eats a chicken, that's something I could get into because I love the taste of chicken.
We just kind of found a new $1 million of industry, I think.
Bear chicken.
We've now started a bear farm and feed them chickens.
Yeah. And then harvest their meat. But not like one of those like bears on the verges of extinction or anything.
No, no, no.
Popular bears.
We do it the right way.
Do it the right way. Huh. Yeah, this is fun. And it also makes me think, not to get a little, like, if you were to eat a human, because we eat meat, would they taste more like?
What?
I don't, this doesn't mean to be like cannibalism. I'm just curious if that's the case.
Right.
If you eat.
No, I think so.
A carnivorous, a carny. If you eat a carnival person.
A carnival. If you eat someone who works at a carnival, dude, will they taste like balloons?
Yeah. I gotta know. Let's get Elon Musk on this. He's always down for a weird research adventure.
No, I guess, and I guess it just makes sense when all the meat we eat, they are herbivores. So don't think about that.
That is a good point.
So we should eat silverback gorillas.
Yeah. That would be fun. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's just interesting. That's one of my favorite things that people who are obsessed with dogs. I love dogs, but crazy dog people. I'm like, you realize if they're like, do you want to see my child? Do you want to see Baxter? And I'm like, if Baxter tasted good, he would not be your child. that's all it is.
That's the only thing separating him from like, yeah, potential.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess just like being undomesticated is that he doesn't taste that great.
Right.
Unless you're...
We domesticate him in a very different way.
In a different country where they like to eat him. You know, in China, they have like dog eating festivals.
I didn't want to get too far down the rabbit hole, but then I proceeded to Google what does dog taste like.
What did they say?
They eat it in certain... Yeah, it's a delicacy in like China or Taiwan, some of those places.
I think they have like... It's like hot dog eating contest here on the 4th of July. Like, I think they have like a holiday for dog meat.
Nathan's has pivoted and they do a...
Kobayashi flies out once a year.
They just erase the hot and it's just a dog eating contest. And yeah, Joey Chestnut just murders.
Oh, a hot dog? No, just dog. Oh, so it's like the hot dogs are cold? No. It's not a hot dog.
Yeah.
It is a dog.
It's a dog eating contest. Ew. Dude, and from what I looked about dog eating, they are dog meat. Doesn't sound that good.
Right.
Like I read like American's account. It's like, yeah, I tried it. And it's just, and they're like, eh. I mean, of course you simmer enough spices and this and that with vegetables and like, sure, but it's not. It's not like, oh my gosh, we should eat dog.
We're missing out.
No, I don't think it's like that.
I was at Trader Joe's the other day, and I don't go to Trader Joe's very often, so I think in my mind I just have it.
Trader Joe's is amazing.
Yeah, it is cool. I should go more.
Yeah.
But it was on like, I will say we were not in an area where I was thinking dog food was going to be sold. I didn't even know Trader Joe's really sold like dog treats or whatever. And it's like a, what do they call it? Like an end shelf, end case. They always talk about on Shark Tank.
Bookend?
No. It's not holding your books, but it's whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's like an actual physical thing?
Yeah, it's like at the end of the... I know at Shark Tank, they're like, yeah, we're in stores. We've got some like end caps, I think is what it's called.
Oh, interesting.
It's like the end of a shelf. Yeah, it's like a prime spot.
Oh, okay.
And I turn my head and all I'm seeing is just kind of images. And I see the outline of a dog and then like a... Looks like a thin strip. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're making dog jerky now. This is crazy. And I get that out of my mouth before I realize what I'm saying. Oh, this is a dog treat. This is jerky for a dog.
Trader Joe's, why is this not trending on Twitter? Trader Joe's is selling dog meat.
Why am I the first person to crack this case? You should not be selling dog jerky.
You ever had a dog treat?
No, got close to eating one time.
I ate one of the just classic Milk-Bone ones.
Okay.
Just dry as all get out. But I bet like those Beggin' strips I used to feed my dog Buster. Every time those came out of the bag, you'd smell that artificial bacon. I was like,
this can't be half bad.
This can't. It has to be pretty. This is a funny story. I had a buddy who, in our like study hall in college, he found there's these dog treats that looked like pretty similar to just like store-bought cookies.
Like a Biscoff cookie or
and
something.
And several times, he would just get a plate, just set them out on a plate. And when you came back at the end of the day, they're all gone.
Wait.
So like people in the hall just like, oh, cookies. And they'd probably eat one. I would love to. I wonder if they kind of ate one and probably just like, man, that wasn't that good of a cookie.
Great.
Yeah.
And now it makes me wonder, like, maybe I have had one. Like, I'm trying to think of like cookies I've had where I'm like, that wasn't that good.
When I went to, when I met my fiance's parents for the first time, those cookies they fed me were really strange and dry.
And the dog looked so hungry. He looked malnourished almost. He was
looking at me really funny.
Yeah. He just kept trying to lick my mouth crazy after I ate that.
So feel free to use that little trick. Anyone out there, you have like a dinner party or something, just you don't have to call any attention to it. Just set a little like near the bathroom or something. Just set a little plate of dog treat cookies. See how many are left at the end of the party.
That is a pretty fun little game.
Now, dude, I'm going to do that. I hope no one I know who comes to my next party listens, because I'm going to do that.
Because it's such a like prank where it doesn't feel like it's on you. It's like, I didn't know you were going to eat them. Like, I just set them out there.
Wait, they're what? Katie, did you get those? I didn't. I mean, they'd know it was me, but I would love that, because I'm sure someone will come up and, or probably behind your back, they'd be like, did he make those? Like, these are not good cookies.
Hey, just FYI, don't eat the bathroom stale cookies.
I recently, a friend of mine, I said, dude, I'll give you $20 if you eat that dog treat. We were like sitting somewhere, there was one, and he without hesitation just put it in his mouth and chewed. And we were like, oh, gross. And he was like, it's really just not that bad.
It's just like a bitter.
And it was not worth $20 for me at all.
But, so dumb.
Yeah, I think it's just all human stuff is just packed with sugar to get us hooked. Mm-hmm. Dogs don't eat that. So I'm sure it's just, I mean, it's edible to a dog. So I'm sure it's just dry. And
it's probably good for you. It's probably a lot of protein.
Yeah, and low calories. Low fiber.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're uncovering a lot today.
Just to start a whole new movement, the next fad diet, dog food.
We send our poop into Cologuard. Like, yeah. Have you
have it checked? You are in amazing shape.
Have you been eating dog biscuits? We've never seen poop like this unless it's been a golden retriever before. This is amazing.
Sir, no. Don't put your dog's poop in here. Put yours. No, that's my secret.
No, that's mine. Cologuard. They're getting a lot of free advertising today.
Yeah. The Cologuard experience. Okay, I have a few. Excuse me, I'm joking.
It's okay.
This news story came up. I like to read the news because I'm adult. I've been trying to read the news, man.
Yeah,
like, feels like something I do. I don't know.
Like, how do you go about trying to read it?
Like, when I remember, I was chilling. This was during March Madness. I was watching basketball. A couple of my friends were like, dude, the Mueller report came out.
Oh,
and I said, I was like, is that a new movie or whatever?
Oh, Tom Cruise? Yeah, dude, we should go see it.
Ferris Mueller's Day Off? Is that like a spinoff? No, it's Mueller. And dude, they're like, wait, what's the guy's name? Something Mueller. I literally don't know.
I don't know. Ferris, maybe. Probably Ferris.
Ferris. We caught him. Ferris.
The Ferris Mueller Report.
They came out like, yeah, like, Mueller, the Mueller Report. I'm like, dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. And all my friends did. I was like, this, I should just probably know a little bit of what's going on. Like, I should know, like, I've read up and like, so now I know, like, climate change is a hoax. So it's good to, like, I'm kidding.
Now I can thankfully say with confidence that that's false.
That's one of the funniest things.
Surprisingly flat, guys. Woke up out there, guys.
Woke up.
Earth is very flat.
So when I say I read the news, I gravitate towards these stories, which don't help me with anything, but except a podcast.
Yeah.
Falling iguana alert issued in Florida due to cold temperatures. Quote, don't assume they're dead.
What a headline.
We are not making this up. The National Weather Service in Miami has issued an unofficial warning for falling iguanas on Tuesday night.
Oh, my.
A warning due to unusual cold that's hit Florida. This isn't something we forecast, but don't be surprised if you see iguanas falling from the trees tonight as lows get into the 30s. So
they just can't hang on?
It says they're cold-blooded, so they slow down or become immobile when temperatures drops. So it's becoming so cold that iguanas are falling from the sky.
That is a freaky thought.
It's
like be walking down the sidewalk and having to like dodge iguanas, fallen iguanas on the sidewalk. Don't assume that they're dead.
Iguana is already terrifying. I don't want one. Can you imagine a stone cold stiff iguana bonking you on the head? And then like, would it shatter when it hit the ground? Or
what a wild thing. Florida. There's always something going on in Florida.
Florida is crazy. Have you ever heard of that fun trick of like Google?
Oh, yeah, Florida man and your birthday.
Florida man and your birthday. All right, let's do it. Florida man, what's your birthday?
August 27th.
Is that okay to divulge?
Everyone's going to know my horoscope. I guess that's fine.
Florida man, August 27th. First article. Florida man, drunk and naked, allegedly set house on fire and failed cooking baking attempt.
How is that even real? That you can just Google that date and that comes up.
Naked man bakes cookies. You know what he should have done?
What?
Gotten dog treats.
He would have been just fine.
Would have been just fine. Naked man bakes cookies, starts fire.
Drunk and naked. Huh.
Wow. Okay. We got it. So my birthday is November 17th. Yours seems pretty mild, honestly. Let's see. Wait. Florida man removes woman's kidney during back surgery because he thought it was a tumor.
Nice.
Ew.
That makes it sound like it's not a doctor. There's like a man in Florida was like, I got a funny feeling about you.
Yeah.
I think you have a tumor in your back.
That shouldn't be there.
Let me take a whack at it.
Gosh, that's terrifying. Florida man tried to steal vending machine from apartment complex. It's not that bad. Oh, this is funny, actually. I wish I should try to dig these out for a future podcast. But it turns out my phone number is like a digit off from some random apartment's like vending machine call number. So it's slowed down, but once a year, maybe, I'm good for a call that's like a voicemail. It's like, hey,
you pay machine took my dollar. I pressed the button. I tried to get Cheetos, and it took my dollar. Call back.
I get one of those like one a year. It's amazing. I've never like, because I so often ignore. Like, if you come ring my doorbell, like today, I said, come over at this time, so... Well, you just walk in, but
yeah.
If you ring the doorbell, I answer it. If I ring the doorbell and it's not a, I haven't like said come over, I'm not answering.
Scary, dude.
Fake like number you don't recognize, not answering.
No chance.
So I wish I'd catch it one time, but
that is great. The vending machine,
yeah.
Maintenance man,
yeah.
That's exciting for you, dude. That's funny.
That's a funny one.
Also, real quick, fallen iguanas. That's crazy. They're having to issue an alert, like. Heads up. Actually, what are the
people
other...
people dying?
Yeah, what are the other reptiles doing? Because they're all cold-blooded down there.
True.
What are alligators having to go through? Where are they at? What about the...
Hey, name another reptile.
Well, I was going to say Komodo dragons. And I was like, I don't think they live there.
What? Name another...
We got
what
snakes.
What are the geckos doing?
Little geckos. We got lizards.
Lizard.
And that's it. That's all of them.
That is all of them, for sure. Salamanders?
Oh, yeah.
Amphibians?
Yeah, they're kind of slippery.
Amphibious reptiles, no one likes any of them.
Dude, I was thinking about, those are good. The other day, the idea of a tadpole, I think they deserve way more credit. A tadpole is a half frog.
They morph.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is.
Caterpillars and tadpoles, they change what they are.
That's like, yeah, human, you just kind of get bigger.
Yeah, you get bigger and...
But, yeah, how they just go into a cocoon and...
Grow wings?
Like,
now they're a bird.
Like a transformer of nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my big thing. Just, I think they deserve way more credit, guys.
For sure.
Them and the bear meat.
Right.
Let's get them trending. I don't know where that came from. Fallen iguanas, I guess. That's pretty crazy. That's a funny, funny news article. I don't know how you found
that. That is crazy. Okay. This one. I didn't even read the article at all because the headline I just really enjoyed. Struggling church asks aging congregation to, quote, stay away. In hopes of attracting young families.
Whoa. That's
in Minnesota.
Not good that it's quoted, stay away.
Stay. In this week's news bulletin, do not come back. Stay away.
They're trying to tell the old people, all right, so we're going to take a few weeks off. We'll see you guys back in March, okay, guys? Like, hey, all the younger people, stick around.
Say.
We're going to be here next Sunday.
They're so old, they won't even know. We got to keep reminding them they're so old, they forget, and they keep coming.
Yeah.
Members of the congregation at a Methodist church in Cottage Grove are upset that their church is asking them to stay away for 2 years so it might appeal to younger people. Oh, so it's kind of like a hiatus. Come
two
back
years?
In 2 years. It's like, they won't even be alive by then. It's fine.
Yeah. Really rolling the dice with their membership numbers. 2 years?
Current members, who are mostly over 6 years old, will be asked to worship somewhere else. That's amazing, dude.
Do they actually think that's going to work? That that's not going to burn every bridge with every person over the age of 60? No, they'll come back. We'll just tell them to stop coming here for 2 years because they're so freaking old and dumb.
You about that church just kicking out geriatrics?
And then they'll that's come sick. Back.
And yeah. Then...
yeah, and it's not going to work on the younger people, too. Wow, we have a really... you know, I liked visiting, whatever, Riverdale Methodist, you know, kind of a younger crowd. Oh, well, that's because they kicked out all the old people. What's up? Oh, yeah, they kicked him out.
That's so funny. Minnesota. I don't know if... I forget if the tour's going to Minnesota. I'd love to pop by this church. Be like, hey guys, we're here. My grandpa's with me. Like, stay out.
It's like, no, here it is. Here's the idea. Like, older people are getting fake IDs to make it seem like they're like 58 years old.
I can get in.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
The older man brings like three women with him. No, it's fine. I got three girls with me. We're all under 60.
Yeah, come on.
Like, taking them back to college.
Right, exactly.
Has to get a fake ID to get into church to be young enough.
sir, I saw you take that van from the assisted living home.
Yes.
I saw you shuttle here, sir.
I was watching you down the block. You ditched your cane, you know, in the side of the curb, and I know you're going to go get it.
It's over.
You can't walk on your own.
Can't do this, sir.
You're going to scare off the youngins.
Oh, that's good stuff. And then lastly, speaking of amphibians, I hope I'm right. Isn't it great? We learn all this stuff, so I could name you 20 amphibians when I was 6.
Yeah.
I can name turtle. Amphibian. Think so.
I don't know.
It's
like a nice gray area between reptile and amphibian.
Family cleans house, finds pet tortoise missing since 1982.
Whoa.
They were sad to lose their red-footed tortoise in the 80s. The true fate of their lost pet remained a mystery for the next 30 years until the father passed away and the children cleaned out the cluttered storage room. While cleaning out the house, a neighbor asked if he was intending to get rid of the tortoise. Can you imagine helping out there? Hey, man, you want this tortoise? Like, that's not, you wouldn't be like, holy crap, there's a tortoise.
He's like, you done with this?
Yeah.
You want to throw this out or are you keeping it?
What do they stay or go? Goodwill. They suspect that he might have survived on termites.
Oh, win-win. You found your turtle and you haven't had termites.
Yeah.
For 30 years.
Win-win.
Wow.
That's a whole other level of gross. Let's clean this place out, man. Oh, there's a whole living family of turtles back here feeding on termites.
Yeah, kind of comes back. Got some good news and some bad news. Think the resale value in the house is going to be high. It's structural integrity, especially the wood, looks really great. Bad news is because your turtle's been eating them for years. He's been alive this whole time.
Quote, I put the trash bag on the floor and the neighbor just warned me, quote, you going to throw away the turtle too? At that moment, I could not believe it.
This lost a turtle. Well, and it's weird to think, okay, let's say we go back to 1982. You're a family of four or whatever. One day your turtle's not in the cage.
Mm-hmm.
So you just assume, oh, it's somewhere in the house. Right. Yeah. I guess they just moved on really quickly.
No, those things move quick.
He probably unlocked the door and ran out and he's found a better life now. Like, what did they think happened to it?
That's a great point. Well,
or like he'll turn up and it's 2020. I told you.
That's a classic. Mom, where's this? It'll turn up. See, look.
See, I told you.
There's Shelly.
A good turtle name.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Shelly. That's nice.
All right.
These are funny, dude. I like when you read the news. Keep reading it. This is the important stuff, too.
I know.
We don't know Mueller's first name, but we know about this.
That's all I got for now. So, well, this guy, kid runs into traffic to rescue cat thrown from. Oh, did you see the Delonte West stuff?
Oh, yeah. I kind of didn't want to watch the videos because everything I saw on Twitter was like, this is so sad about Delonte West. So I didn't actually watch it because I was like, I don't want to be sad.
It's just him getting in a brawl on the freeway. But yeah, Delonte West, former NBA, a pretty solid NBA player. He made like over $15 million.
Played for like 10 seasons.
And apparently he's unwell and like mentally ill and running around, but he was just found on the freeway fighting some guy. It just looked crazy,
really rough. Yeah, it's too bad. And it's tough probably for the NBA to have to try and figure out like how much do we step in, like how much do we like play a role in like former players' mental health.
Yeah, it's crazy someone could end up like that. I don't know, it's terrifying.
Who knows? I've never met Delonte myself, so don't really know what's up with him.
You gotta read this. Every now and then you got to throw a tortoise story in the news. Get a little smile on your face. Oh, they found a turtle.
Dude, anytime you want to talk tortoises, I'm down.
Yeah. Tortoises, bear meat, bachelor.
Yeah, the big three.
The bunk bed, bridal, bear meat, bachelor boys.
Woo!
There it is. Signing off.
Correct opinion.